Good evening, music lovers, and welcome to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow. I'm Adam McMillan. Modi Young will be back with you next month. Tonight, it's a double shot of the blues. We'll hear an intimate performance from New Orleans bluesman Ken Swartz. Backed by a solo electric guitar and emotive vocals, it was an engaging performance we were pleased to record on a chilly night in December of last year at the Elk Creek Cafe and Ale Works in Milheim. We'll also hear from contemporary blues duo David Jacob Strain and Bob Beach in the classic acoustic guitar and harmonica duo format. But this duo is anything but classic, combining elements of a singer-songwriter performance with traditional blues and front porch jams. They carry a unique sound. We'll hear them as heard at the Zidney House in October of this past year. We'll start the night with David Jacob Strain and Bob Beach in the front parlor of the Zidney House. They're already on their stools and ready to go.
Took her love back again, and you better come on. In my kitchen, baby, it's going to be raining out of doors. She's never coming back. Well, she took her last nickel from my nation's head. Please. Come on, mama. It's going to be raining out of dawn. In trouble and everybody puts her down, looking for her good friend, but none can be found. Please come on, baby, it's gonna be a raining out of doors. Hear the wind howling. Ooh, baby, won't you come on? Yeah, it's gonna be raining out of doors. Come on. Thank you. We'd like to do one more song. Thank you. Well, somebody said they saw me dancing with the devil's daughter. Well, hell yes, I tried to take her home. I could have listened to my sweet angel's warning. Doesn't any young fool think he knows the right from wrong? You must be a strong believer just to walk this walk with me. Strong believer to walk this walk with me. Well, have you ever seen a snake without a tail? Is your broken heart just too big to fail? A witness, mama, and you need a friend. I've been told again and again, you must be a strong believer just to walk this walk with me. Strong believer to walk this walk with me. All of these desperate days and sleepless nights, it looks like a choice, it's a sacrifice. You're not the first, just the only one. Pick me up, but come on down. Strong believer, strong believer, strong believer. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. It's such a pleasure to be here in this living room turned juke joint for the evening. And we don't always play bars this nice. I live in the great state of Oregon, the home of the blues.
What? And,
if you leave my house and you head into the mountains, you follow the Mackenzie River through the filbert orchards and blackberry thickets. And as the river starts to get a little bit wilder, you can look and see up on tops of the ridges where the big trees used to be. And as you go further and start to head up the mountain, and the road gets a little bit narrower and winds its way up through vine maple and rhododendrons, finally you get to the top of the pass. And at the top of the pass, there's no trees at all, just black volcanic rock. Bob's been there too. Mm-hmm. as she was standing on the shoulder of old Route 242. She couldn't have been much older than 21 or 22. And I pulled over and I offered her a ride. She threw her bags in first and climbed up the passenger side. And I asked where she was going, and she said, "I know where I've been." And I asked if she had someone. She said, "He got what came to him." And she looked out the window as the rain turned to snow. There was something I could not see further from the road. Further from the road. We rode an hour together, maybe two at the most. I felt like I was dreaming. She looked like a ghost. I let her off by the old pass. She said anywhere was fine. She did not seem to leave a track as she walked into the pines and further from the road. She walked. Sometimes at night I hear that mountain call. Early in November when snow begins to fall, I get lost in those woods. I get lost in my own head, lost among the living. Yeah, lost among the dead as I go further from the road. I'd see her out there on that lonesome trail, somewhere in the shadows, so strong and so pale. Or maybe she went up on that mountain never to come down. Or she could be living still in some forgotten town further from the road. She walked further from the road. She walked further from the road.
From the world.
Well, sometimes it is kind of a funny thing being a Jewish blues singer from Oregon, you know.
I guess.
And Bob and I have been having a great tour, and we played this spring in Hamden, Connecticut, and I was related to the entire crowd.
Well, I remember.
This whole family I barely even knew showed up. Everybody, they've been wandering around in Connecticut for 40 years, and they came to our gig. And it was a real big crowd, kind of like tonight, but maybe only 17 or 18 people. But I was related to all of them, including the sound guy, and at least he bought a CD. But after the show, the show went okay, and afterwards, my aunt and uncle wanted to take us out for a little nosh. Very fancy place, right? Everything chrome plated, you know. We don't have diners like that in Oregon.
Quite a menu.
Yeah, real big menu too. You could get anything you wanted. It all tasted the same. It was we're sitting there with my aunt and uncle, you know, my aunt Phyllis and my uncle Larry. Larry, what you gonna order? We're having chicken on Saturday. Here, I'll just order for you. She was about to order for Bob Beach, too.
I know, she tried.
David? We liked your show.
Oh, that's good.
We didn't love it. But you're so talented. I don't see why you're not successful.
Who said that?
Well, we'd like to share a song with you now about a guy who almost made it. Johnny grew up in a minor league town. It was a minor league town all the way. And it was his daddy who told him about a place called Wrigley Field. He said, "Son, I believe you're gonna make it there someday." And he told him of the great Billy Williams. And he told him of the great Ernie Banks. And he taught him how to wait on a breaking ball and how to stare a pitcher down. Well, he gave Johnny big league dreams in a minor league town. Big league dreams in a minor league town. Johnny kid, he could play. He could hit from both sides of the plate. He had the quickest first step anybody'd ever seen. And so the scouts came to the house, and he was quiet as a mouse. He signed for the minimum, and they sent him all the way to Eugene, Oregon. Well, it was in Eugene that he found out what the game is all about. Well, Class A ball can have its ups and downs, and the season is 30 years. The years become careers. Johnny never lost his big league dream. So the call came through one day. They wanted him up in Double A, the Lansing Lugnuts of the Midwest League. Yes, Johnny kissed goodbye the Eugene Rain. He was on the very next plane. He felt himself pulled by destiny. He told his new roommate, he said, I always liked Michigan State. You can almost see Sears Tower from the pitcher's mound. Well, his roommate laughed and patted him on the back. Yeah, he knew about big league dreams. Big league dreams in a minor league town. The good things come to those who wait, from the old to the young. The game is passed down the north side in one since 1908. Go ask them about big league dreams. Big league dreams. Well, the day that Johnny arrived, let's go back a step. Don't tell them I messed up, they'll never know. The call from Chicago came in the heat of a pennant race. They were looking for fresh legs to carry them down the stretch. And Johnny couldn't believe his luck, and he drove all night in his pickup truck. Well, he went straight to Addison and Clark just to take a look around. Looking down at the Walk of Fame, he thought he heard his father call his name. It was just one of them dreams. And the day that Johnny arrived, the Cubs were playing the Tribe. They were up 6-5. It was the top of the ninth. The top of the ninth inning, that's when the manager made his move. With the pitcher due up next, he put Johnny in the play left. He said, don't worry, kid. Just do what old Billy Williams done. And Bob, that first pitch, it was a long, hard drive, and Johnny raced back and disappeared into the vines. But when he hit the wall, the crowd groaned at the terrible sound. In the back of the ambulance, he was clinging to consciousness and to his big league dream. And you know, it was touch and go, but he pulled through like a pro. Of course, after the surgery, he never was the same. But he had earned all Cubs fans' love, 'cause that ball had stayed in his glove. The Cubbies had gone home winners, at least for that game. So good things come to those who wait, from the old to the young. The game is passed down the north side in one since 1908. Go ask them about big league dreams. His playing days were through, but he knew what he wanted to do, and he told the general manager to send him all the way back down. And so you'll find him there today, well, he's working with the kids in single A. He's teaching big league dreams in a minor league town. Will y'all help us sing it? You know how it goes now, right? Come on. Big league dreams. Let me hear ya. In a minor league town. Minor league town. Big league dreams. In a minor league town. Big league dreams. Big league dreams. Big league dreams. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Well, that's the last of the happy songs, folks. Here's one from our Live from the Left Coast CD. CDs are those round discs from back when the internet was made of wood. It's true, you can support our dropping out of college to play music. The same semester, actually.
I went one later than you.
It just took Bob 40 more years to do it.
You're tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow, a monthly series heard on the third Tuesday of each month, featuring an array of live roots music recorded at venues throughout the listening area. Tonight, we feature the blues. The World returns tomorrow at 7, and performance today is ahead at 9.
Shack at the edge of the clear cut. Blackberry vines are for a front yard. I am living out on Power Line Road, drinking rainforest water out of mason jars. I thought of Oregon, this is not really what I had in mind. 2 months of short summer and the rain lasts until July on that hurricane railroad. On the hurricane railroad. Well, the first time that I saw you, baby, hands and knees in the garden dirt, you hit me, mama, like a hurricane. Girl, you're a heartbreaker with a gypsy soul, a killer, but you don't know. You stole a secret to my rock and roll, leaving me out at the end of the line on that hurricane railroad. To ride. Texas, baby. I'll be your medicine boy. Meet me down by the river. Under that harvest of moon, I'm out here on the pavement just trying to do my thing. Singing all the songs and burning like gasoline, trying to get back. Yes, I'm trying to get back on that hurricane railroad. On the hurricane railroad. Was that a real song or did you write it?
People say that all the time.
I never did like that Russian harmonica till I heard you play it.
What is my favorite? Usually I hate jazz, but... Feeling all right? Does it sound okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
If it does sound too much like a harmonica, we have an app for that. Single drop of rain. The creek died in the willows. And the wind blew in vain. There used to be a garden here, but it's all gone to seed. Nothing in the old front yard. But cars and tumbleweed. Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. That's what you would say. Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. Meet again someday. With just two kids in the mill camp. Trying to pass the time. Making up our own damn songs. They did not have to rhyme. There must have been a line you crossed. Well, it gets so hard to change. Out there on the open range. Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. That's what you would say. Goodbye for now. Goodbye for now. We'll meet again someday. The last train is leaving on that great high. But now they're all the same. Goodbye for now. Meet again soon. Someday. Thank you. We're going to do one more and take a little break and come back and play a whole nother set for you so you can enjoy some snacks. They're plentiful.
We got a merch table, too.
And we got a merchandise table. And we've got our chief executive for merchandising, Bobby.
David Jacob Strain. Thank you.
You're tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow featuring David Jacob Strain and Bob Beach. The Road returns at 7 and performance today is ahead at 9. We'll rejoin Bob and David at Zidney House a bit later in our program. Up next, New Orleans' own Ken Swartz. He records with his band, The Palace of Sin, but on a chilly night in December of this past year, we heard him stripped down with just voice and guitar. We'll join Ken on stage at the Elk Creek Cafe and Ale Works in Milheim. Thank you.
glasses on my track and a knapsack on my back. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for day. Mm-hmm. I done did all I could do. I'm gonna make it to my shanty for day. There's a rabbit in the log, and I ain't got a rabbit dog, and I hate to let that rabbit get away. I done did all I could do. I'm gonna take you to your mama payday.
Thank you. That's an old Mississippi John Hurt song. And this is old Sleepy John Estes, one of my favorites. Let me check my tune in quick.
It's a slow for consumption and it's killing him by degrees. Ah, sweet mama, let me be your kid. She said, "Not much, you know, but a lot to make it clear." Thank you. Miss Fancy and a man, they had a fight. He hit Miss Fancy across the head. When she rose to her feet, she said, you love an alligator, watch me sooner or later, gonna catch you with your riches down. Tell me your lies. You love an alligator. Watch me sooner or later. Gonna catch you with your britches down.
Tuned in to the WPSU Folk Show Roadshow, a monthly series heard on the third Tuesday of each month, featuring an array of live roots music recorded at venues throughout the listening area. Tonight, we survey the blues with Ken Swartz and David Jacob Strain. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, a listener-supported public radio for Central and Northern Pennsylvania, an outreach service of Penn State.